Once again, Mel Allen, Red Barber, and Phil Rizzuto are on hand to bring you the play-by-play. Well, looks like they're all set to go down on the field, so let's us get set as the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer for the 26th straight year as baseball's largest continuous radio and TV sponsor brings you Yankee Baseball. This broadcast comes to you by courtesy of the Atlantic Refining Company and P. Ballantyne & Sons in cooperation with Sports Network by authority of the Yankees. Well, hope you're all set now for the ball game with plenty of the crisp refresher Ballantyne beer. See for yourself why over 5 million glasses of Ballantyne beer are enjoyed every day. We're all set now for the Yankee baseball game, so let's go down and pick up the starting lineup.
Day here in Chicago, Illinois, and I understand you're having one back east, so that makes us happy too. The temperature at 1 p.m. is 77 degrees, and it's going to get in the 80s. The wind is south at 10 miles an hour. The starting pitchers today will be Billy Pierce for the White Sox and young Bill Stafford for the Yankees. And here are the starting lineups for New York. Leading off, playing third base, Cleve Boyer. He has developed into quite a leadoff man for the Yankees. Tony Kubek, who has an 11-game hitting streak going, is at shortstop and batting second. In right field, probably the hottest home run hitter in the big league, Roger Maris. Maris will be batting third. Mickey Mantle will be in center field, batting fourth. In left field, batting in the fifth position, Bob Sturr. And naturally, with a left-hander out there, Ralph Houk is starting most of his right-hand power, so Yogi Berra is getting a day of rest. Bill Skowron will be at first base, batting sixth, doing the catching and batting seventh, Elston Howard. Bobby Richardson will be the second baseman, batting eighth, and pitching and batting ninth, Bill Stafford. For the Chicago White Sox, leading off at shortstop, Louis Aparicio. Nellie Fox batting second and playing second base. In right field, batting third, Wes Covington. Hitting in the cleanup spot and playing first base. One of the big heroes for the White Sox yesterday, his 13th inning home run, won the ball game, Roy Seaver. Minnie Minoso will be in left field, batting fifth. Batting in the sixth position and playing third base, Al Smith. Jim Landis will be in center field, batting seventh. Doing the catching and batting eighth will be Sherman Lala. And pitching and batting ninth, Billy Pierce, the left-hander. The umpires have not made their appearance on the field as yet, but the infield has been manicured, smooth as a billiard table. The crowd still filing in. It will not be quite as large a crowd as the Friday night game, but it will be larger than yesterday's crowd when they had 19,000. And I imagine quite a few of the folks are heading out to the beach. The umpires for today's game will be Kid Bill Kinnaman calling balls and strikes, Jim Honachick umpiring at first. Let me check that. That's Ed Hurley umpiring at first base. Honachick will be at second base, and John Flaherty over at third base. The standings in the American League, as of the moment, Detroit continues to lead, and they have been playing amazing ball and getting tremendous pitching. They defeated Minnesota again yesterday, and are now two full games ahead of the Cleveland Indians and 5 games ahead of New York and Baltimore. The Yankees are 5 percentage points ahead of the Baltimore Orioles, though both are 5 games behind Detroit. Washington 7.5 out, Kansas City 8, Boston 10, Minnesota 11, Chicago now in ninth place, 13 games out, and the Los Angeles Angels in the cellar 13.5 games behind. They've got quite a race in the National League, too. The Los Angeles Angels have moved into first place as they defeated the Giants again last night, 4-3. And Los Angeles one full game ahead of Cincinnati. The Giants a game and a half behind. Pittsburgh 3 out. Milwaukee 6. St. Louis 6.5. Chicago 9 and the Phillies 13. So both races are very close. And don't forget, the Yankees will be home tomorrow night for a twi-night doubleheader with the Minnesota Twins. And we'll be on the air at 5:55 p.m. That first game will start at 6. And due to previous commitments, WPIX will not televise the first part of the first game, but the television will come on at 7:30 and carry through the first game and the rest of the second game. Minnesota will also be in for a night game on Tuesday, June the 6th, and an afternoon game on Wednesday, June the 7th. The Twins have been having their trouble, and Cookie Lavigetto, a little bit upset, but they've acquired Billy Martin from the Milwaukee Braves, and Billy was immediately put in the starting lineup at third base. So I'm sure all you fans will be anxious to get another look at Billy, who left the American League and went to the National League briefly. This ball game will be a little late getting underway. Probably some fans outside trying to get into the ballpark. And also the fact that this game is being televised not only by WPIX back to the East, but by NBC with Lindsey Nelson and Joe Garagiola covering the game. And it's always a riot when Garagiola and Barra get together and talk things over. And Yogi was telling Joe about the ball he lost in Yankee Stadium back against the left field fence. He said he's the only ball player he knows that lost the ball in the shade. Usually an outfielder loses the ball in the sun. But Yogi went back for this long drive, if you can remember. And as he got back near the fence, he put the glasses down, and he was in the shade and lost the ball completely. He said he was lucky it didn't hit him in the head. Now the umpires are coming out. Yogi running across. He's not in the starting lineup today, but he'll be available for pinch hitting, and should they change to a right-handed pitcher, Billy Pierce is knocked out of the box. The Yankees have been playing good ball. They're losing tough ball games. They've been getting some good relief pitching here of late. Art Dittmar had a tough break. Came in and pitched just one ball and was a losing pitcher. Threw the home run ball to Roy Sievers in the bottom of the 13th inning. This is a good ballpark for pitchers as the left field and right field foul lines go down 352 feet. And then in dead center, it's 415. And in left center and right center, 375. Today, though, the wind is blowing straight out, so we might have some long ball hitting. And now there go the White Sox out on the field. Doubt had the fastest nine men of any team in either league. Now, wait a minute. I might check that. Those Los Angeles Angels are pretty fast. But the White Sox are a running ball club led by Louis Aparicio. Aparicio has led the American League in stolen bases. Has 12 this year. He's tied with Dick Houser of the A's and Zorro Versalles of the Twins. Right now, our national anthem. Pierce jumps out of the dugout, hustling out to the mound. Pierce has only won one game this year while losing four. No decisions against the Yankees. And through the years, the Yankees have been pretty rough on the left-hander. Billy has won 25 while losing 34. His lifetime record in the big leagues, 180 wins and 147 defeats. This is Pierce's 12th appearance of the year and the ninth as a starter. He did appear against the Yankees once in New York in a relief assignment back on May the 28th. Did a pretty good job in two innings. Gave up just one hit, struck out two, and didn't allow any runs. In his last start against Baltimore on May the 30th, he was in the second game of a doubleheader. He was the losing pitcher. Baltimore won it 2-1, but Pierce pitched nine innings, and he gave up eight hits, walked one, and struck out three. Walter William Pierce. He's been with the White Sox since 1949. Real gentleman in this sport. Billy's 5'11", 175 pounds. Leading off for the Yankees will be Cleet Boyer. Boyer batting 259, has five doubles, one triple, two homers, and 14 runs batted in. This is the 45th game of the year for the New York Yankees. And last year, after 44 games, the Yankees were in fourth place, four and a half games behind Baltimore. So they are in almost the same spot this year at the same date. Here's the windup. The first pitch of the ballgame is swung and a missed strike one. Frank Frassetti coaching at third and Wally Moses over at first for the Yankees. Sun shining brightly, nothing but blue sky overhead. Shirt sleeve crowd enjoying the day and the game. Curve is hit back to the box. Pierce has it on one hop, wheels around, throws to Stevens for the out, and it's one away. Batting second is Tony Kubek. Tony batting 311, 12 doubles. Two triples, three homers, 14 runs batted in. Tony has now hit safely in his last 11 ball games, and during the streak, he's had 17 hits and 49 at bats for a 347 clip. Tony swings and misses a curve, strike one. Kubek leads the Yankees in hits with 56 and doubles with 12. On deck, Roger Maris. Pierce's next pitch is a curve, low outside, one and one. Pierce checks the sign from Lalo. The left-hander ready. The pitch to Tony is lined to left center field, and it's going to his right. Under it, makes the catch. Kubek got good wood on the ball. Two-way, here's Roger Maris. Maris batting 240. Two doubles, 14 homers, and 35 runs batted in. Tied with Mantle for the team lead in homers and leading the Yankees in RBIs with 35. Pierce's pitch is low inside, ball one. He also ties Rocky Colavito along with Mantle for the league lead in homers in the American League. Curve is low, ball two, 2-0. Maris has had 11 homers in his last 15 games and 22 runs batted in. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Pitch to Maris is outside, ball three. Billy Pierce, born in Detroit, Michigan, back on April the 2nd, 1927. The 3-0 delivery is low, ball four. Maris gets the base on balls. And it brings up Mickey Mantle. Mickey batting .303. He has 6 doubles, 1 triple, 14 homers, and 33 runs batted in. Roy Seavers holding first against Maris. We're in the top of the first inning. There's no score, 2 outs. Pitch to Mickey is a curve in the dirt, gets away from Lala, and there goes Maris down to second base. And it's a wild pitch charged to Billy Pierce. So Maris in scoring position at second base. Mickey Mantle with his right wrist still heavily taped. Man, that outfield is deep on Mantle. No soul, Anderson, Covington, way back. Pitch to Mickey inside. Ball two, 2-0. On deck, Bob Sir. Last year, Pierce won 14, lost 7. Maris with a big lead off second. Pitch to Mickey is inside, ball three. 3-0. Mick steps out of the batter's box, swings that right arm high over his head. And then he steps out again. It's bothering him. Takes a practice cut at home plate. Now he's ready to go. 3-0 on Mantle. Stretch by Pierce. Pitch to Mickey is strike call. 3-1. Balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Pitch is inside, ball 4, and Mantle walks. So Pierce, after getting the first 2 Yankee hitters, loses home plate and walks Maris and Mantle. He's got Bob Serve up there now. Serve batting .214. 3 doubles, 4 homers, and 14 runs batted in. 2 out and 2 on. Billy Pierce stretches. Pitch to Serve is a curve low inside, ball one. Pierce gets the ball, rubs it up, walks back to the rosin bag. Mantle leading off first, Maris off second. The 1-0 curveball is in the dirt. Ball two, 2-0. And now Nellie Fox runs in from second base to talk with Pierce. Sherm Lala walks out from his catching position to hand the ball to Billy. Find that most pitchers have their troubles in the first inning. They get by that first inning, they can usually settle down. Two balls, no strikes on Serve. Picnic area here at Comiskey Park is underneath the left field stand. Bill Veeck has put tables out there and chairs and put a screen in front of the wall. And eat out there and watch the ball game. All right, here's a 2-0 pitch. It's low, ball three. 3-0. Deck is Bill Scarron. Billy Pierce stretches. 3-0 pitch inside, ball four. And here comes Al Lopez out of the White Sox dugout to talk with Pierce. So Billy, who is usually a fine control pitcher, Got Boyer on a ground ball back to the box and Kubek on a line of the left center. And then walk Maris, Mantle, and Scherff. He's got Phil Skarin up there now. But Al Lopez is out to the mound talking with Fair. The Moose batting 281, 8 doubles, 1 triple, 10 homers, and 30 runs batted in. Pierce with the full windup now. The pitch to Skarin inside almost hit him, ball one. And we're going to have some action in the White Sox bullpen. Here's Pierce under the windup. Maris bluffing at third base. The pitch to Skarin is low, ball two, 2-0. Russ Kemmerer, the right-hander, gets up in the White Sox bullpen. As Billy Pierce suddenly has lost home plate. A 2-0 count to Skarin. On deck, Elston Howard. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Strike call, the fastball. He just nicked the outside corner. The fans give him a big hand. Nobody's trying harder than Billy Pierce, that's for sure. Two balls, one strike on Skarin. Two out, and the base is loaded with no score on the top of the first. Here's the pitch to Skarin. He strike two. Moose started a swing, checked it. He's arguing with plate umpire Bill Kinnaman. It was a low curve ball that Moose started a swing at. Thought he had held up, but Kinnaman said no. He went far enough around, and it's a 2-2 count. All right, Pierce into the windup. The pitch is fouled back up on the roof and out of play. Billy Pierce trying to work his way out of the jam here in the first inning. Pierce checks the sign from Lala. Nods his head. Here's his windup. Pitch to Skarin. Inside, it's a full count on the move. 3-2. So everybody will be running. Serve at first, Mantle at second, and Maris at third will be off with a 3-2 pitch. Taking lots of time, goes for the rosin bag. Going to pitch from a stretch position. Here's his stretch. The runners lead away. There they go. The pitch is a curve line fouled into the seats down the left field line. Still 3-2 on Skarin. Moose went back for another bat. Skarin hit that ball. It sounded good. Went way back in the left field seats, but he went back to change bats. Might have split it a little. All right, once again, we're ready for the payoff. Pitch to Skarin. Stretch by Pierce. The pitch is hit on the ground is short. Aparicio bobbles it. Bobbles it close, and he doesn't throw, and then the ball hits. Serve at second. An unusual play as Aparicio, usually sure-handed, bobbled the ground ball by Skarin, bluffed the throw to first. Serve got off second base. He threw to second. The ball hit Serve in the back, and Serve was trying to wave Mantle home. But Mickey did not go as Nellie Fox was right on the ball, so it's an error. Charge to Aparicio, allowing Maris to score. The Yankees lead 1-0. And the Yankees have scored a run here in the top of the first without the benefit of a base hit. Here's Elston Howard, batting .354. Ellie has four doubles, eight runs batted in. Pitch to Howard, outside, ball one. Seems so rare to see Aparicio boot a ball that we were stunned momentarily. One ball on Howard. All three runners leading away. Ellie lines one to right center field, and Covington can't get it, rolling to the wall. One run in, two runs in. Here comes Starrin. Here comes the relay. Moose flies, and he's in. He didn't have to slide as the throw was high. And Howard hits a base-clearing triple. A double, rather. Man, I'm all excited here, getting everything piled up. Anyway, here comes Al Lopez, and Pierce is out of the ballgame. Elston Howard rifled a double up the alley in right center. It was a tough break for Pierce. Had Aparicio not bobbled that ball, he'd have been out of the inning without a run. But now the Yankees have scored four runs on just one base hit. For Howard, his fifth double of the year, and it gives him 11 runs batted in. And Pierce is leaving the ball game. Billy pitched just two-thirds of an inning. He allowed one hit, but he walked three men, didn't strike out anybody, and has allowed four runs. In the event Howard scores this inning, that'll be charged to Pierce. And Aparicio is feeling mighty low right now. I know that feeling. When you make an error, that could get your team out of a jam, and then the roof falls in. Feel like digging a big hole and jumping in and covering yourself up. So Russ Kemmerer will be coming on to take over for Billy Pierce. Kemmerer will be making his 17th appearance of the year, his 16th in relief. He's won none, lost two. Is 6'3 and 200 pounds. He's born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, now lives in Fairfax, Virginia. Kemmerer has been with the Boston Red Sox, with the Washington Senators, and now the Chicago White Sox. So it's been a long top of the first inning. Long for the White Sox. Yankees would like to stay up there all day if they could. Kemmerer will be pitching to Bobby Richardson. Bobby's batting .224, has two doubles, one triple, and 10 runs batted in. This will be the eighth Yankee to bat this inning. Howard shot to right center field. First appeared that Covington had a chance to catch it, as West was cutting across towards center. But the ball got by him some 5 or 6 feet. One hop against the wall. All right, Kemmerer's ready. Richardson steps in the batter's box. Howard's at second. With two outs, four runs in, the Yankees leading 4-0. Leads off second. Pitch to Richardson in the dirt, ball one. The 1-0 pitch is lined to the left field. Minoso moving to his left, under it, and makes the catch. So for the Yankees in the top of the first, four runs on just one hit. One White Sox error, and it was a big one. One man left. Score at the end of one half inning of play. The Yankees 4 and the White Sox coming to bat.
Does your car perform as if it were several years older than it really is? Well, even a new car can't give you a smooth, even ride with a dirty carburetor. That's where Atlantic Imperial Gasoline comes in. It cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. And this is very important. You see, under ordinary driving conditions, harmful deposits can form around the lower carburetor walls. In time, these deposits can affect the action of the throttle plate, cause rough idling, frequent stalling, and gasoline waste. But not when you use Atlantic Imperial. It washes these deposits harmlessly away, and with continued use, keeps new deposits from forming. I hope you will use Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Mission identification.
You're in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO time, 4 minutes to three.
Billy Stafford is out on the mound for the Yankees. He's making his 12th appearance of the year and his second as a starter. Stafford has won one, lost two, and no decisions against the White Sox. Billy will be the 114th Yankee pitcher used, and this is the 45th game in which the Yankees are participating in. They've had seven complete games, four of them by Whitey Four. Aparicio steps into the batter's box, one of the few times I've ever heard the fans boo Louie. He's batting 234. Takes the curve over, strike one call. Aparicio with seven doubles, one triple, one homer, five RBIs, 12 stolen bases. Fastball is over, strike two, nothing in two on Louie. Stafford was born August 13, 1938 at Catskill, New York. Now living at Athens, New York. 6'1", 183 pounds. The two strikes, curveball is hit on the ground, a boy, a one hop. Cleat over to Scarron, it's one away. Brings up Nellie Fox. Fox batting 268. Seven doubles, two triples, 11 runs batted in. To Fox is a foul. Back on the screen, strike one. Fox has been trying to hit by Boyer all through this series. Cleat plays him way in. He did it twice yesterday. Got two base hits. Bob Serve plays Fox over on the left field foul line like he would a right-hand full hitter. Mantle shades Fox in left center. Maris is straight away in right. Low curve is line. Kubek can't get it. It's between third and short. And Serve is up with it. And Fox just looks for that curveball away from him because with the third baseman playing in, he hits it fairly hard. He'll hit it by him. The first hit off Stafford. And it brings up Wes Covington. Covington's batting 278. Has one double, three homers, 14 runs batted in. On deck is Roy Sievers. Scarron holding first against Fox. Stretch by Stafford. The pitch to Covington is high, ball one. Ball popped out of Howard's glove, but not very far. Now the Yankee infield shifts way around the other way, and Boyer is playing practically at shortstop. One nothing pitch is a ground ball base hit to right field. Fox is going to go to third base. Maris's throw is coming in. And Fox is at third, Covington at first. And the batter is Roy Sievers. Sievers batting 312. Six doubles, four triples, 10 homers, 25 runs batted in. Check that Sievers has 11 home runs. Runners at first and third with one out. Curve to Sievers is high, ball one. nothing, the Yankees are leading. Fastball outside, ball two, 2-0 the Seavers. West Covington at first base, Nellie Fox at third. On deck is Minnie Minoso. Here's the stretch by Stafford. Fastball swung at and missed, strike one. Two balls, one strike. Stafford says, curve is high, ball three, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch almost hit Seavers. Ball four and the bases are loaded. The first walk given up by Stafford. And we're going to have some action in the Yankee bullpen now. The White Sox have loaded the bases here in the bottom of the first. The Yankees had the bases loaded in the first inning, came up with four runs. And here's Minnie Minoso. Minoso batting 244. Five doubles, one triple, five homers, and 21 runs batted in. Here's the windup by Stafford. The curve is swung at and missed, strike one. Danny McDevitt is up in the Yankee bullpen. Minoso went after a sidearm curveball. And now Minnie wants the rosin bag. And he wants another bat. Scarron went bat and changed his bat. And Minoso now wants the bat boy to go back and get him another bat. Minnie's still wearing the golf glove on his right hand. He's got the one with sponge on the handle of the bat. He's had a sprained right hand, and evidently it's been bothering him. Not only has the glove on, but the big sponge taped around the handle of the bat. Four nothing, the Yankees lead. Pitch to Minoso, curve hit in the ground to third. Boyer up with it, jumps to the plate for one. Back to first base is high, and he's safe. Howard's throw was high to first base, or they'd have doubled Minoso. So Boyer elected to come to the plate, the force play from 5-2. That erased Nellie Fox. All the other runners advance. Covington to third, Seavers to second, Minoso is at first. There's two away, and here's Al Smith. Smith batting 247, four doubles, 10 homers, and 24 runs batted in. Minoso didn't hit that ball too hard. Boyer, and I guess that's why Cleet came home instead of going around the horn. Three men on and two out now. Pitch to Smith is a curve high, ball one. On deck is Jim Landis. Another windup. Fastball line foul down the left field line. 1-1 the count. Stafford wants a new ball. One and one the count on Smitty. Billy Pierce, who started for the White Sox, didn't last the first inning. And Stafford's in a jam here in the bottom of the first. Danny McDevitt throwing out in the bullpen. Pitch to Smith, curve low and away, ball two, 2-1. Tony Cuccinello coaching at third for the White Sox, and Don Gutteridge over at first. Stafford ready for the 2-1 pitch. Is a fly ball to left field. Bob serve, moving back, and makes the catch in front of the fence. Serve went back late after that ball. It looked like it was right at him, but he went back to the cinder path in front of the picnic grounds out there and made the play. So for the White Sox in the bottom of the first, no runs, two hits, no Yankee errors, and three men left. And the score at the end of one full inning, the Yankees 4 and the White Sox nothing. Take a look at the scoreboard for other action in the American League. Baltimore 3 and the Red Sox 2 at the end of 3. Barber against Conley. And Jim Gentile homing in the third with one on for Baltimore. Detroit 1, Minnesota nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Pasquale against Larry. And Norm Cash, who's been hot as a pistol, homing for Detroit. They're playing a doubleheader. Minnesota at this point. Los Angeles at Cleveland for 2. In the first game at the end of 5, it's Cleveland 4, Los Angeles 1, flying against Perry. Ted Kaczynski has just homered in the 6th inning with 1 on, so that makes it a 4-3 ball game. Woody Hale had homered in the 2nd inning with 1 on for the Indians. Kansas City leads Washington 4-1 at the end of 6, Archer against Hoball. Carey homered in the 6th with 1 on. In the National League, Cubs nothing, Cincinnati nothing at the end of 2.5. Anderson against Maloney. They're playing a doubleheader. St. Louis at Milwaukee for a single game. Nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Gibson against Spahn. And Spahn is going for a 294th Major League win today. The Phillies 5 and the Pirates nothing at the end of 5. Peresi for the Phillies. Mizell started. Friend in the 2nd. Green in the 6th. And San Francisco at Los Angeles starts later on. For the Yankees, in the top of the 2nd, will be Bill Stafford. The Yankees sent 8 men to the plate in the 1st inning. Stafford is 0-5 as a batter. Russ Kemmer out on the mound. Pitch to Stafford is low, ball 1. 4-0, New York leads. So with Stafford getting the third out in the 1st inning, McDevitt sits down the bullpen. 1-0 pitch is over. Strike called. 1-1. Curve is popped in the air in short right field. Wes Covington flips the glasses down, moving under it, and makes the catch. That's one away. That'll bring up Cleve Boyer, who hit back to the box in the 1st inning. Billy Pierce pitched just 2/3 of an inning. Tony Kubek on deck. Pitch to Boyer is low, ball 1. Curve is high, ball 2. Two and nothing on Boyer. Kemmer's next pitch is fouled back in the upper deck. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Another foul back in the upper deck. Two balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, nobody on. The 2 2-2 delivery. Low outside, ball three. Payoff pitches a ground ball to second base. Nellie Fox to his right. Up with it. Throws to Sievers just in time. Man, that was close. Fox took a lot of time getting rid of that ball. He didn't have to, but as he came up with it, he looked at the ball, make sure it was an American League ball, and then threw to first, and Boyer almost beat it out. Fox will have a little more respect for Boyer's speed from now on.
Speed really got down the line. Here's Tony Kubek, line to left center field in the first inning. Tony has now hit in 11 consecutive ball games, looking for number 12. Foul at the plate, strike one. It's a fair ball. Throw to first, he's out. It looked like the ball hit the ground and come up and hit Kubek, but it must have hit home plate and bounced straight up in the air in front of the plate, and Lala caught it, an easy out from 2-3, and the Yankees get down in order in the top of the second, nothing across. The score at the end of an inning and a half, the Yankees 4 and the White Sox nothing.
You know, it was on June 6, 1929, that the Atlantic Refining Company first opened its doors for business in New York State. And this Tuesday, Atlantic will mark that anniversary with the official opening of its Three Rivers Asphalt Terminal, one of the largest of its type in the East. From this million-dollar barge truck terminal will come the deep-strength asphalt that gives you more miles of heavy-duty highway for your tax dollar. Through its Three Rivers Asphalt Terminal, Atlantic will play an important role in the further development of the vital transportation network linking our communities with the entire industrial Northeast. With the opening of the Three Rivers Asphalt Terminal and with the further expansion of services to customers both in the city and on the farm, the Atlantic Refining Company expresses its confidence in the continuing growth of Central New York.
Landis leads off for the White Sox here in the bottom of the second. Chicago trailing 4-0. Landis batting .241. Four doubles, three triples, eight homers, 24 runs batted in. This is really a beautiful day for a ball game. The pitch to Landis. Strike call. Best ball down the middle. Curve is bunted foul at the plate. Boy, he had cleaved back a little bit that time. Landis tried to bunt that curveball, but it hit home plate and bounced up and hit Landis on the hand. Nothing in two on the White Sox center fielder. On deck, Sherm Lalo. Yankees scored four runs in the first inning on just one base hit. Three base on balls and an error. Sidearm fastball fouled in back of the plate. Nothing in two. Stafford leaning over, checking the sign. Now the windup. Fastball hit on the ground is short. Kubek up on a big hop. Throws to Skarin for the first out. Sherm Lalo, the batter. Hitting .267. Four doubles, three homers, 14 runs batted in. Russ Kemmerer, who took over for Billy Pierce, will be the next batter. Here's the first pitch to Lala. Low inside, ball one. One nothing curveball is low and away, ball two. 2-0. Stafford, as you know, has been used mostly in relief. This is only his second start of the year. Two nothing pitch is fouled to the left of the plate. It hit Lawler on his left foot. And Sherm's doing a little dance at home plate. Two balls, one strike. Sam's always got a big charge out of a ball player fouling one off his foot, but that really hurts. Starts throbbing, and you just feel like taking the shoe off, but you can't do it. The worst spot is a toe. If you hit a foul ball down on your toe. Oh, man. Here's the pitch. A ground ball. Kubek backhands it deep in the hole. A long throw. In time for the out on a pretty play by Tony Kubek. Tony has made some sparkling plays at shortstop in this series. He's made a few errors, but they've all been on throws. A little over-anxious getting his ball away. Here's Russ Kemmerer. Kemmerer's 1-for-4 with one double, batting .250. Pitch to Kemmerer's, a curve over, strike one. Curve is strike two. He swung and missed that ball by 3 feet. He was stepping in the bucket on a sidearm curve that went outside. Nothing in two. Stafford's curve is strike three. Swinging, he came sidearm again. Stafford's first strikeout as he sets the White Sox down in order. In the second inning, nothing across. The score at the end of two, Yankees 4 and the White Sox nothing.
Now that we're approaching the boating and lawn mowing season, remember Atlantic Outboard Motor Oil keeps your engine running clean and smooth. Use Atlantic Outboard Motor Oil.
My wife told me that I got to stop rubbing cigarettes from Joe Cooper, even though he smokes once in a while. Bob, why don't you tell the folks about the Yankee Stadium? Come on, get on the and tell them about the ticket office being open today.
Now you're embarrassing me. I didn't come in.
No, our publicity man, public relations.
Oh, the Yankee Stadium ticket office is open today until 5 o'clock. And free parking out there and tickets for tomorrow's Fly Night doubleheader and all the games this week, which, as you know, Phil, is an awfully important week.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting with Ralph on the bench before the game, and he said it's a critical week for pitching, and it's a critical week for us because this is a week where we need to pick up a little ground on the coast ahead of us.
That's for sure. And with all these games coming up and no off days,
we have a chance to pick up those games.
Yes,
we have that opportunity.
Uh-huh.
So far behind on the loss side, it's really
no. That's right. Five games aren't as big as they look on the behind average with Detroit. It's a beautiful day in New York, by the way, so there ought to be a lot of people out driving.
Good. Good.
Well, thank you, Robert. Now, as we get ready to go in the top of the third inning, it'll be Roger Maris, who walked in the first inning, one of the three consecutive walks that Billy Pierce issued. Russ Kemmerer out on the mound. On deck is Mickey Mantle. The pitch to Maris is lying deep to right field, way back there, and that ball is in the seat for a home run. Holy cow, is that Maris hitting that ball. That was a line drive. It didn't get over about 10 or 12 feet high and went about four rows back in the right field seat. Oh, that Maris is really hot. He takes the league lead now in the American League for home runs. And for Maris, that's his 15th home run of the year, his 36th run batted in. Orlando Cepeda has 15 home runs in the National League, so he and Maris are tied for Major League home run lead. Boy, that ball was out there and nothing flat. Here's Mickey Mantle. Mantle walked in the first. Pitch to Mickey. Inside ball one. So Maris has now hit 15 home runs
And he has hit 12 homers in his last 16 games. And this is the 16th game, and he's got a few more times at bat. Curve to Mickey Over, strike call. One pitch is a swing and a foul tip back, strike two. One ball, two strikes. 5-0, New York leading here in the top of the third. The curve is fouled back on the screen. Mick continues to swing that right arm over his head. His shoulder's bothering him. He actually looks like he's in pain down there, just standing there after he swings. Mickey batted right-handed against Billy Pierce, swung at a couple and had a step back and swing the arm around. Now he's batting left-handed. Strike three, swinging. Kemmler strikes out Mantle on a curveball, and it brings up Bob Serve, who walked in the first inning. All three men who walked, Maris, Mantle, and Serve, scored, along with Sharon, who reached on an error. And the error was the big play of the inning. None of those four runs were earned, so far as Billy Pierce getting charged with them on his earned run average, but they count in the ball game. Pitch to Serve as a curve, strike one, a swing and a miss. Fastball is low and away, 1-1. Is hit on the ground at first base. Seavers is up with it, races to the bag for the unassisted put out for the second out. And here's the Moose. Garin reached on an error in the first inning. On deck, Elston Howard, whose double cleared the bases. Two out, nobody on. Moose takes a curve in the dirt, ball one. The right-hander sends in a curve that's hit high in the air to left field. Minnie Minoso, moving under it, pounds his glove and makes the catch. So for the Yankees in the top of the third, one run on one hit, the homer by Maris. No White Sox errors and nobody left. The score at the end of the 2.5 innings, the Yankees 5 and the White Sox nothing.
Here's important news for every car owner. Now you can find out for yourself, without risking an extra penny, how Atlantic Imperial Gasoline cleans the carburetor of your car as you drive. Just make Atlantic's clean carburetor test. Here's all you do. Use 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and be sure your Atlantic dealer gives you a receipt for each purchase. At the end of this 100-gallon test, if you're not satisfied, Atlantic Imperial has improved your car's performance, return the receipts to the Atlantic Refining Company, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They'll refund the difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and regular gasoline. Discover the difference a clean carburetor makes with Atlantic's clean carburetor test.
For the White Sox, in the bottom of the third, it'll be the top of their batting order for their second look at Bill Stafford, Aparicio, Fox, and Covington. Louis bounced to third base in the first inning. All side, Bill Stapper, the Yankee right-hander, ready to pitch to Aparicio. Pitch to Louie is high, ball one. Boyer is way in at third. Scarron is in at first. Kubek and Richardson playing back. The 1-0 pitch is inside, ball two, 2-0. Howard rubs up the ball before firing it back to Stafford. The 2-0 pitch is taken for a strike. Louis was taken all the way. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Fastball hit on the ground. Boyer dives up with it. Goes to first for the out. Oh, man, what a play by that Boyer. Now, you got to remember that he's playing Aparicio in, and Louis hit that ball real hard to Boyer's left. Boyer just skidded along the ground, caught the ball one-handed, came up, and got Aparicio out easily. Well, when you got that good defense, you can afford to make a couple of mistakes. Here's Nellie Fox, single to left field in the first inning. Nellie was then thrown out at the plate with the bases loaded. Minoso bounced to Boyle, who threw to the plate. Fourth, Fox. Pitch to Nellie, change up inside, ball one. Again, Boyle comes way in at third. You've really got to be quick at third if you play in the way Boyle does on some of these hitters. The fastball is over. Strike called, one and one. One pitch away and high, ball two. Two and one. Two balls, one strike, one out. 5-0, Yankees leading here, bottom of the third. Two-one pitch inside, ball three, 3-1. Choking way up on the bat. Here's the windup by Stafford. 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four. That's the second walk given up by Stafford. Here's Wes Covington, who's single to right field in the first inning. Fox at first with one away. First against Fox. Stretch by Stafford. Hits to Covington as line foul down the right field line. Kicks all the way down to the right field wall where Maris has to retrieve it. Long strike on Covington. On deck, Roy Seavers. One away, Fox leading off first. Fastball is high, 1-1. Here's the curve, pop foul out of play. Two and one ball, two strikes. Stafford stretches. Fastball is just inside 2-2. Here's a stretch by Stafford. Pitch is a ground ball to second base. Richardson was left up with it. Goes to short for one. Back to first. Not in time. Fourth play from Richardson to Kubek. Brings up Roy Seavers, who walked in the first inning. Bobby fielded that ball in the hole at second base and had to turn around. Threw a strike to Kubek. Two outs. Pitch to Seavers is a curve high, ball one. On deck, Minnie Minoso. Pitch is foul, just below it. Nice play there by one of the fans. One and one on Seavers. Stretch by Stafford. Change up is high, ball two. Two and one. Ready again. Curve is lined to left field. Curve going back to his right and makes the catch. Ball hit right on the button. Solid line drive deep in the left field corner. For the White Sox, in the bottom of the third, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. One man left, and the score at the end of three full innings, the Yankees 5, the White Sox nothing, and we pause for station identification.
You are in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO time, 28 minutes to 4.
A look at the scoreboard in the American League. Baltimore leading the Red Sox 3-2 at the end of 4.5 innings. Barber against Connolly. Jim Gentile homered in the third with one on. Detroit 2 now, and Minnesota nothing at the end of 3. Pasquale against Larry. Norm Cash homered in the second with nobody on. That's the first game of a doubleheader. Los Angeles at Cleveland for 2. At the end of 6, it's Cleveland 4 and Los Angeles 3. Klein for the Angels. Perry started. Allen has come on in the 7th inning for Cleveland. Ted Pazuski homered in the 6th with 1 on for L.A. and Woody Held in the 2nd with 1 on for Cleveland. Kansas City leads Washington 7-1 at the end of 8. Archer for Kansas City. Hobo started for Washington. Katina in the 8th. Andy Carey homered in the 6th with 1 on for the A's. In the National League, Chicago at Cincinnati for 2. The Reds 2. The Cubs nothing at the end of 4.5. Anderson against Maloney. Milwaukee 5. St. Louis 1 at the end of 3.5. Gibson for St. Louis. Bond for Milwaukee. And Lee May homered in the 2nd with 2 on for the Braves. Bond going for win number 294 of his Major League career. The Phillies 5, Pittsburgh nothing at the end of 7. Perezzi for the Phillies. Labine is in there now for the Pirates. And San Francisco at Los Angeles starts later on. Here's Elston Howard, who hit a double to drive in 3 runs in the first inning. Takes a curve low, ball 1. Next pitch to Howard is line to center field. Landis coming on fast. He can't get it. Drops in for a base hit. And Howard has his second base hit of the ball game. Second hit off Cameron. The third hit for the Yankees. Brings up Bobby Richardson, who lined to left field in the first inning. Howard at first. Nobody out. Mike Emmerich. Pitch to Richardson is in there. Strike one call. Camera sets again. The pitch is strike, a foul tip back. Nothing in two. Have a close race for the home run leadership in the American League. Roger Maris now leads with 15, but we have three players tied with 14. Rocky Colavito, Mickey Mantle, and now Jim Gentile, who homered in the game up at Boston. Gentile leads the American League with RBIs. He now has 48 runs batted in. There's a ground ball. Hit to short. Aparicio backhands it. Throws to second. He's safe at second. Howard didn't slide, but he still made it. A fine play by Aparicio, who went in the hole, backhanded the ball, threw off balance to Nellie Fox. And Howard, for some reason, didn't slide, and he just did get there ahead of the throw, and it's an infield single for Richardson. Brings up Bill Stafford with runners at first and second and nobody out. And the White Sox infield looking for the sacrifice. Sometimes a player figures he's got the play beat and doesn't want to slide, but it's always good to slide. The infield coming in, the ball is bunted. The pitcher's up with it. Goes, no, he can't handle it. And the bases are loaded. Kemmerer had made a fine play grabbing the ball barehanded as it went by him, and all he had to do was flip it underhand to Smith, and they'd have had a fourth play on Howard. But as he started to throw, he dropped the ball and kicked it, and all hands are safe. So Kemmerer is charged with an error on the play, but Stafford is credited with a sacrifice. So the bases are loaded. It's a hard way to figure, giving a pitcher an error and then allowing the sacrifice at the same time. Because if it was a good sacrifice, even if he caught the ball, it wouldn't be an error. But if it's an error, it couldn't have been a good sacrifice. Well, that's up to the official score. The bases are loaded with nobody out. The Yankees lead 5-0 on the top of the fourth. And Cleet Boyer is the batter. Here's the windup. The pitch to Boyer. Foul back, strike one. Juan Pizarro, the left-hander, is loosening up for the White Sox. This is the second time in the ballgame that the Yankees have had the bases loaded. The pitch to Boyer is a ground ball. Hit the third. Smith up with it. Coming, he can't come to the plate. Throw to first. He's out at first. Holy cow. I don't know. Smitty had the man dead at home, but then decided to throw to first base. And so it's an RBI for Boyer. Scoring Howard. The Yankees now lead 6-0. Richardson moved to third and Stafford to second. Brings up Tony Kubek. Well, as we were explaining before, they've taken the sacrifice away from Bill Stafford and just charged Kemmerer with the error. All right, the infield is in. Tony Kubek, who lined to left center and bounced out in front of the plate. Pitch to Tony. His line of base hit the right field. Two runs will score, and Kubek has now hit in 12 consecutive ball games. He hit it through the drawn-up infield. Driving in Richardson and Stafford. And here comes Al Lopez with the Yankees leading 8-0. He wants Pizarro. That's all for Russ Kemmerer. So Kemmerer brought on his own downfall. How do you feel at that bunt? And thrown a third, he would not have been in the jam. Tony Kubek now has hit
safely in 12 consecutive ball games. Tony already leads the Yankees in the most hits, which gives him a total of 57 base hits. And the nearest 1-2 Kubek is Garin with 48. So Juan Pizarro comes on. Pizarro, who was acquired from the Milwaukee Braves, was born in San Tristan, Puerto Rico on February the 7th, 1937. He's 5'11 and 170 pounds. Pizarro had 123 and lost 19 while with the Milwaukee Braves for the last 4 years. He's a good strikeout pitcher, but it's been his control that's gotten him in trouble. Back in 1956, his first year in pro ball, he won 23 and lost 6 to Jacksonville in the South Atlantic League. So Pizarro will be making his 12th appearance of the year. He has no record either way, hasn't won any or lost any. He has been used strictly in relief. And this is his first appearance against the New York Yankees. And the first man he'll face is a fellow who leads the American League in home runs, Roger Maris. Maris has walked and homered. He's scored twice and driven in one. Kubek is at first with one out. There are three runs in, and the Yankees lead 8-0. Yankees have a total of just 5 base hits, but they've made them all count. They've taken advantage of 2 errors and 3 base on balls. All right, Pizarro's ready. Maris steps into the batter's box. Here's the stretch by the left-hander. Curve is outside, ball one. Kubek leads off first. Fastball is over, strike one, one on one. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Pizarro's got long arms. Yeah, they hang way down. Boy, that's... Fastball is low. Ball two, two and one. Pizarro is one of the real good hitting pitchers around. Here's the stretch. Fastball hit high in the air in the right field. Fox going back, Covington coming in. And Covington can't get it. It drops in for a base hit. Kubek is going to third. Here's the throw, and it's got cut off at second base by Aparicio. Boy, did Covington misjudge that one. He ran into foul territory and then ended up about 60 feet in fair territory lunging for the ball. And let's see what they're going to give him. It's a hit for Maris. Oh, man, that was a dandy. He really went way over into foul territory and then came back. So there are runners at first and third with one out and the batter Mickey Mantle. Maris now with a walk, a homer, and a single. Roger had a wait. He could have easily gone to second, but Kubek had a hold up halfway in the event that Covington did make that diving catch. And then Maris was only able to go to first base. All right, the infield's back in double play depth. Mantle walked, struck out. The stretch and the pitch to Mickey, low and away, ball one. is a strike. Pitch is over. Strike called. 1-1. At first, Kubek at third. Fastball is low, ball two, 2-1. 8-0, the Yankees are leading. There's a 2-1 pitch. It's a ground ball in the hole, a base hit to left field. Kubek comes across to score. Harris holds it second. An RBI for Mickey. And the Yankees lead 9-0. That run is charged to Kemmerer. So Kemmerer is charged with 5 runs. Kemmerer pitched 2 1/3 innings. Serve the batter. Pitch to serve is low. Ball one. Serve walks and bounced to first base. One away. Serve is lined right at Fox up with a flip tap. Riccio not in time. Boy, they had Mantle. Mantle was about 30 feet off first. And Fox decided to flip tap Riccio, who was playing in the hole for third. And Maris beat the throw back easily, and Mickey was still about 10 or 15 feet from first base when Aparicio got the throw. A line drive, that's 2 away. The White Sox just can't seem to do anything right today. And the fans are really getting on them. Here's the Moose. Reached on an error, fly to left. Two outs, two on. Scarron hits the ball to straightaway center field. Jim Landis moving back. He's under, makes the catch. That ball went back a long ways. It sent Landis back to the center field fence. As 9 men went to bat in the 4th inning, the Yankees come up with 4 more runs, 5 hits, 1 White Sox error, 2 men left in the score at the end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees 9 and the White Sox nothing.
You know, 1/1000th of an inch doesn't sound like much, but actually, dirt deposits just that thick on the lower walls of your carburetor below the throttle plate can affect the performance of your car's engine, cause rough idling, frequent stalling, and gasoline waste. That's why every day more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial gasoline. They've found that regular use of Atlantic Imperial gets rid of these harmful deposits. And what's more, Atlantic Imperial's cleaning action keeps new deposits from forming. Use Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Minoso leads off for the White Sox in the bottom of the 4th inning. Bill Stafford out on the mound for the Yankees. Minoso bounced into a force play in the 1st inning. Pitch is low and away, ball one. 9 big runs for the Yankees. Nothing for the White Sox. This is the bottom of the 4th. Tough for the home team to play a game like this with a big crowd on hand, especially the way the White Sox have been going. Then he takes the curve over, strike four. And then, too, this game is being televised coast to coast. might lose some White Sox fans around the nation. There's a high fly to short left field. Kubek back, Serve coming in, Serve calling for it, makes the catch in fair territory. You know, Serve doesn't look like he's moving, and he's not very graceful, but he makes the plays. He gets through the balls, and he makes the right throws. That's one away. Here's Al Smith, who fly to left field in the first inning. On deck, Jim Landis. Curve is over. Strike call this night. One strike pitch is in there. Strike two. That was a fastball. Here's a two-strike curve. It's in the dirt. Ball one. Ball, two strike pitch is fouled back on the screen. Bill Stafford, who's got a 9-run lead. The sign from Howard. Here's the pitch. It's a curve, strike three, swinging. Big breaking curve ball. Stafford's second strikeout. And here's Jim Landis. Landis bounced to short in the second inning. This is a ground foul outside of third. Backhanded by Boy. That Boy gets him under their fair foul. He's really got a glove at third. The one strike changeup is high inside. Ball one. One more. One pitch is outside, ball two. Two and one. Two, one pitch inside, ball three. Three and one. Pitch is high, ball four. He's just trying to lay it in there and got the pitch high. That's the third walk given up by Stafford. Here's Sherm Lalo, who bounced to the shortstop in the second inning. Pitch to Lawler is a curve way, ball one. Stretch by Stafford. Fastball is lined right at Kubek for the out. solid liner right at the shortstop. And for the White Sox, in the bottom of the fourth inning, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, one man left. The score at the end of four full innings, the Yankees have 9 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The White Sox, no runs, 2 hits, and 2 errors. And don't forget, the Yankees will be home tomorrow night for a twi-night doubleheader against the Minnesota Twins. We'll be on the air at 5:55 p.m. for the first game. And now the next voice you'll be hearing after this pause for station identification will be that of the old redhead, Red Barber.
Thank you, Phil. This is Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial, WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO time, 4:05.
Hi, friends. It's the old redhead, changing chairs with Phil Rizzuto, while Mel Allen's in New York today. And now, I'd like to mention that the second half of this ballgame here in Chicago is being brought to you by the Crisp Refresher Ballantine Beer. Your first swallow and everyone to follow tells you why over 5 million glasses of Ballantine Beer are enjoyed each day. Juan Pizarro pitching to Elston Howard. Call strike as we move along now into inning 5. The Yankees sitting in the catbird seat, tuning up for a big home stand, leading 9-0 as a ground ball hits through for Howard's third straight hit right on through in the center field. So Elston, who started out today with the highest percentage of any of the Yankees, he went to work hitting at 354. Now with a double and 2 singles, it's 3-for-3. He knocked in 3 big runs in that first inning. This is the third hit off Pizarro, hit number 8 for New York. And here's Bobby Richardson, who is 1-for-2. The left-hander delivers as a ground ball hit the second baseman Fox. Over to Aparicio to throw to first. Not in time at first base. So they get the force at second. 4-6 is your scoring. Richardson beats the relay. He can run. And a very rich young man, Mr. Bill Stafford. He missed 6 innings of spring training because of army duty. And we were talking with him last night at the hotel in the dining room, and he said that he's found out something. He's never, as a pitcher, going to miss spring training again. He can help it. Of course, he couldn't help it this year. He feels he is just now ready. He's been both there, and this is his second start. And Houck has been having trouble with starting pitchers, is giving him a shot. Stafford takes low outside, ball one. Infield looking for a bunt. Richardson's first one out, pitcher up. So the Yankees have been getting him runs. He's ahead 9-0. Pizarro's third pitcher used by Lopez delivers, and Stafford bunts the ball up into the air. Pizarro, the pitcher, grabs it. Richardson ducks back into first. And we have 2 down. And here's Peter Foya. We've gone 0-for-3. Honker recently had him as his leadoff man. The Chicago situation is extremely troubled. Not only the ball club on the field, but in the front office. Ball club has been last in the 10-club league. They just got out of the cellar yesterday. Maybe back in it tonight. Unless they get help, which they won't get from the Yankees. There's a pitch on the outside, ball one. And tomorrow is to be the very pivotal announcement about Bill Beck, who is running the ball club for the syndicate, who have taken on 54% of it. Pitch is over for a strike. Beck has been undergoing extensive medical treatment. He has been in poor health. He has had multiple operations on one leg, going back to a foot injury suffered as a Marine in World War II. Has a curb swung on him there. And Beck has just simply had one more amputation operation following another. What the medical verdict is, and if it is what most people are afraid, that Beck will have to take a long rest because of his health. Has a high fly ball hit out to deep center. Landis going back. He's under it. Makes the cut. Third out. Becky said that if he has to be away a long time, that he will give up ownership that is running the ball club because he can't do it as an absentee. Okay. score, end of four and a half innings, New York 9, Chicago nothing.
Oh, what a golfer is Joe. With a wild looping hook, he drives into a brook. And that's how his game always goes. It goes. That's how his game always goes. But some consolation is near in a cool glass of Valentine beer. Yes, back at the club, he forgets he's a dub.
So sunny and mellow, it glows, it glows.
So sunny and mellow, he knows. To be crisp, a beer must be icily nice. With true love and flavor, precisely right. Vitally golden, crystally clear. Crisp, refreshing, Valentine, Valentine beer.
People know quality when they taste it. That's why over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day. Ballantine, America's finest since 1840. Well, the wealthy young Mr. Stafford with a 9-0 lead is ready to go. Last half of the fifth. And there's going to be a pinch hitter. J.C. Martin is going to hit for Pizarro.
J.C. Martin.
A 10-hitter, the rookie, started out as the third baseman. And these pitches up here got him down. Lopez took him out a week ago when the White Sox at the stadium and put in Al Smith, brought him in from the outfield at third base. Jerry Staley's in the bullpen for Chicago, which shows you at what a low estate the White Sox fortunes have come. For the last 2 years, Staley was so valuable that he never even lifted his arm to comb his hair, much less to start to warm up unless there was a ball game in the balance. Now they get him ready when the White Sox are behind 9-0. Martin, the left-hand hitter, takes a strike. Two balls, one strike. J.C. Martin. First up, last of the fifth. This is, should we say, the Rubicon inning for Stafford. There's a foul ball back, and it's 2-2. Because the starting pitcher cannot get credit for a win unless he completes at least the first 5 innings. After the fifth. At 52-2, Martin swinging late, fouls the ball into the upper third base stand. We've got a good crowd on hand, but it's a long way from being a full ballpark. This ballpark seating capacity is 46,500. Beautiful day in Chicago, as Zito undoubtedly told you upon occasion. Bright blue up above, very light wind, about 4 miles an hour, blowing sort of vaguely out toward center field, and about 80 degrees in temperature. Martin swinging hits us another foul into the third base station. We are glad to learn, Joe Cooper, our engineer, that you folks back in New York have got a beautiful day. Two balls, two strikes. What the folks are howling about is the disposition of that foul ball just now. Martin, the left-hand hitter, tall. Snapper delivers, the fastball swung on. There's another foul ball. This is into the, right along the edge of the third base. Reached and just in it. Boyer was over there hoping, but to no avail. Cuccinello coaching at third base for the White Sox. Don Gutteridge coaching at first. Stafford, one of the young pitchers, finding in shape, getting a start. Hauk is having to rebuild his mound staff now around youngsters. He's going to start Sheldon and Coates. Coates getting out of the bullpen and delighted. He's done excellent work down there. They get the start tomorrow night in a doubleheader at 6 o'clock against Minnesota. Lee and Saab for them. There's a fly ball to left field. There's serve going back, way back, and makes a one-handed catch right up against the screen.
in left field. Martin hit that ball a long way to the opposite field. So now we have one down, last of the fifth. You have a concrete wall in front of the lower right field stand. You have got a fence bisecting from right center to left center, and which the two bullpens are behind. And then in back of left field, instead of a solid wall, looks like little dungeon holes down in there. They've got wire netting in front of them, and if folks want to stand and get in there, why, that's where they are. Ball game must look quite a different angle from being down there in those almost subterranean standing positions there in back of left. Here's Aparicio, who's 0 for 2, taking a fastball across the kneecap, ball one. If this game had a definite turning point, and it has, it was Aparicio. Made an error in the first inning as a curve over for a strike. Billy Pierce, the starter, got the first two batters. Then he walked the next three. Then he got Skarn, hit a ground ball, choppy, but right at Aparicio. And instead of the White Sox being out of there, suddenly the Yankees had another out. A run was in. Curveball hits the down to third. Boyer up with it. Dunn's a throw to first. Skarn, plenty of time, and Aparicio is up. So, two up, two down, last of the fifth. After Aparicio's first inning error, gave the Yankees an extra out. Howard really took matters in his own hands. He knocked in the three runners with a double to right center. Now we have Nelson Fox, who's 0 for, let's see, Fox is 1 for 1, single and a walk. He's a gritty, determined little ball player. Swings at the ground ball wide at first to Skarn. Tosses to Stafford, is over in plenty of time to take the spot throw, and we have the side retired in order. Totals at the end of five here at Chicago. 9 runs, 4 of them earned, 8 hits, and no errors for New York. No runs, 2 hits, both of them first inning singles, and 2 errors for the Pale Hole. 9-0 favor the Yankees in the rubber game of the series. The Yankees winning back of Whitey Ford. Friday night, then getting beat on a 13th inning home run by Stevers. Hit my owner through one pitch yesterday, and then this is the one that sets it. And Jerry Staley is being announced as the fourth pitcher. Jerry Staley coming on. He'll be working first to Kubek. And the shortstop hit a single. Fourth inning, extend his hitting string to 12 straight. Knocked him 2 runs with it also. On the ball game, single game at Boston. End of 6.5, it is the Red Sox 4 and the Orioles 3. First of a doubleheader at Detroit. End of 5.5, Detroit 2 and Minnesota 1. First of a doubleheader, end of 7.5 at Cleveland. Cleveland 5, Los Angeles 3. Single game is all over. Kansas City 8 and Washington 5. National League, first of a doubleheader at Cincinnati, end 6.5. The Reds 3 and the Cubs nothing. Single game, end of 5.5, Milwaukee 5, St. Louis 1. A non-Federati, who used to be in the American League, you'll recall, pitched a 5-hit shutout at Pittsburgh today, and Philadelphia won it 5-0. The beaten pitcher was old Vinegar Ben Mizell. San Francisco plays at Los Angeles later. After this ball game, the Yankees have a chartered plane waiting. They'll be winging back home. And then all set for both barrels, the first of which goes off at 6 o'clock at the stadium tomorrow evening with Minnesota there. Got a tremendous 8-day schedule coming up at the big ball park. And here's Kubek, who is 1-for-3. Swings as a ground ball, hit down to second. Fox is up with it, over to first, and Tony is out. One up, one away. Roger Maris, a walk, a home run, which is his 15th and gives him the most in the league, and a single. It took three things for him to get the single, which was a high pop fly in short right field. A combination of sun, wind, and Covington. And it finally dropped. So did Covington alongside of it. Right field toward right. Harris takes a curve low inside. Ball one. Well, that Roger has been hitting them a ton. Swings of the ground foul outside first base between the bag and the coacher, Wally Moses. I found out today that the Yankees have a nickname for Moses. They call him Peep Sight. Because when he smiles, his eyes just go right down to a little slit. Pitch is... that's that knuckleball of Staley's. Swung on and missed. Frank Cruzzetti pushing at third. Fifth starter, Kemmerer, then Pizarro, now Staley for Chicago. A curveball is grounded slowly, foul down the first base. So one ball, two strikes. Ball of catching. Sievers, who is the big man in the batting order for Chicago at first. Fox at second. Aparicio at short. Al Smith at third. Manoso, although his right hand is far from being right, is in left. Landis in center and Covington in right. Now it's six. Oh, strike three on the inside corner. He was jumping back from the pitch. Now Roger... doing a little visiting up there. In fact, Roger's now laughing as he walks away. Ball strike three. Mantle, a walk to strike out on a single. Maris has got him by a home run. Has got him by an RBI. Fastball outside, ball one. Marsh has got him, let's see, two runs batted in. He's got him but two RBIs and one home run. Mickey has been switching today against Pierce. He was batting right-handed against Kemmerer, left-handed against Pizarro, right-handed, now against Staley, left-handed. Staley behind 2-0, delivers a curve, which is good for the strike, and it is 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Bill Kinnaman is the plate umpire. Ed Hurley at first. Jim Hornacek at second. John Flaherty is at third. Pitch is low inside. Ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Four, just outside. Mantle walks for the second time. This is just the fourth walk the Yankees have had. The first three came with two out back-to-back in the first inning. And that is what set up the error at short and the double to Howard in the first four Yankee runs. Here's Bob Serve, who is 0-2. Swings and misses at a knuckler. Strike one. Serve walked in the first inning, hit it off the end of the bend, rolled out to the first baseman in the third, and have a solid line drive in the fourth with right at second baseman Fox. There's a knuckleball swung on and missed. It was in under the hand. Strike two. No ball, two strikes. Outfield deep. Down toward left. Curve swung on and lined foul down in the left field seat. Still nothing in two. Two down, Mantle at first. The Yankees ahead 9-0. Curve swung on, grounded wide of third. Smitty up with it. The throw over to first base in time to save it. So we have no runs, no hits, one left, no errors. And the score in the 5.5 innings remains New York 9, Chicago nothing. But friends, while listening to these baseball broadcasts,
You've no doubt heard the bouncy Ballantine beer jingle, huh? The opening lines are, to be crisp, a beer must be icily light, with true lager flavor precisely right. Now, those are catchy words, and they sound great when put to music. But the important thing about them is, they make sense. After all, aren't lightness and true lager flavor the things that you look for in a beer? Sure they are. But now, how about refreshment? Well, just like the song says, lively golden, crystally clear, the crisp, refreshing Ballantine beer. Yep, golden, crystal clear Ballantine is the one and only crisp, refreshing. Your first swallow, and each one to follow, refreshes you like a cool dip on a summer's day. Isn't it about time to treat your thirst to Ballantine? Icily light, crystally clear Ballantine beer. You tried, yeah? Well, Bill Stafford, 9-0 lead. He's ready to continue whittling. He'll be pitching to Covington, Seavers, and Minoso. In the first inning, with one out, Fox singled, and Covington followed with a single. And Stafford walked the man, and he had three on and one down. He got Minoso to hit a ground ball to third, and Boyer came into the plate for a force, and he got Smith on a fly ball, and he hadn't been in trouble since. Here's Covington taking a curve over for the strike. The only two fellows to get on since the first inning were Fox in the third with a walk and Landis in the fourth with a walk. And neither man moved past first base. Pitch is a change of pace over. Strike two. Stafford told me last night that he felt that he was finally himself now. Strikes. He's taking the sign from Howard. Covington, big muscular left-hand batter, gets tired of waiting. Backs out. Down first, Richardson second. Becker short, Boyer third. Sheriff in left, Madeline in center, Maris in right. Two-strike pitch. Fastball low outside. Ball one. Stafford, who always stands very straight. Delivers, change of pace high outside. Ball two, 2-2. Strike. Covington hits a bounding ball foul outside first. There was a change off the fastball. 2-2. The breeze has veered. It is now blowing out to right field. Game time was blowing to left center, then it moved toward to blow out to center. Now it's blowing straight out to right, and I would think it has picked up just a little. Of course, if you don't like the wind in Chicago, you just walk around the block and then see about the next one. 2-2 pitch swung on to the high fly ball into right center. Maris back under it, and makes the catch. Pretty well out there, about 370 feet. Roger's big problem was this bright, hard blue sky. You could see that he was, in addition to the sunglasses, he was shielding his eyes with his gloves. He had the ball game. So we have one down last of the six. Roy Seavers walked in the first inning. Had a line drive to left field to serve in the third. I feel it well around toward left. Stafford delivers a curve that swung on and fouled up. Howard is charging back. He can't come up with it. He's back in the sand. No balls, one strike. Stafford, working with some deliberation. Not in any hurry. Got a 9-0 lead. A chartered plane. He can't go till he's finished. Took the changeup low outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Seavers, who is the one fellow who's been hitting for Chicago, swings as a line drive into short right, clean base hit. This is the third hit of Stafford, all singles in the first since the first inning. But now it's Minoso, who's off for two. Minoso crowds that plate. He hangs over that plate so much and hangs up there so long that he's now in the record book for the American League batter hit the most times with a pitch ball in the season. Pitch it over for a call strike. Bucky Harris did have the record. I remember when he came in managing a few years ago, somebody said, well, you know, if Ed Minoso gets hit once or twice, he's going to have your record. And Harris said, that's one he can really have. There's a high pop-up in the short left center field. Kubek going out, Mantle coming in. It is Mantle coming on, and the center fielder makes the catch. That ball was really up there. So, two now. Al Smith, fly ball to left, and struck out on a curve. Two down, last of the six. 9-0 New York. Tremendous week starting tomorrow with two games, finite doubleheader at the stadium. The doubleheader starting at 6 tomorrow, night game Tuesday, afternoon game Wednesday, finite doubleheader Thursday, night game Friday, later day single Saturday, doubleheader Sunday, night game a week for Monday. That's what's coming up for you at the big ballpark, Yankee Stadium. Pitch inside the committee, ball one. Stafford delivers, the fastball swung on, lined in left field, base hit. Stevens goes out of second and holds on. Serve makes his throw to third. And we have runners now at first and second. Two men out, last of the six. White Sox now, four hits, all singles. And the hitter is Landis, thrown out by shortstop Kubek in the second, walked in the fourth. Howard tracks up the mound, talks to Stafford a little bit. There is no stirring in the Yankee bullpen. McDevitt did get up in the first inning. That's the only action out there so far. Pitch to Landis, swung on. There's a high foul ball up by third base. It may be fair. It's right along the line. That Boyer making the catch at it is just fair by a foot. So, that's all for that mild flurry. No runs and two hits. Totals at the end of six. The Yankees, nine runs, eight hits and no errors. The White Sox, no runs, four hits and two errors. The second-place Indians won their first game with Los Angeles 5-3. Carry the winning pitcher, although Allen and Funk had to bail him out. Woody Harrelson in a home run with one on. For L.A., Klein started and lost it. Duran and James. Krajewski hit a home run with one on to tighten it in the sixth inning, but that's all it amounted to. Cleveland 5-10-3. Los Angeles 3-9-0. And folks are having to take the Indians very, very seriously, especially with their depth of young pitching. Single game, Kansas City beat Washington 8-5. At the end of seven, it is Boston 4, Baltimore 3. At the end of 6.5, first game, Detroit is now 4 and Minnesota 1. National League end of 7.5, first game, Cincinnati 3 and Chicago nothing. Single game end of 7, Milwaukee 7, St. Louis 1. Final score, Philadelphia 5, Pittsburgh nothing, and Don Zarecki shuts out the Pirates. The Yankees lead here 9-0 as Staley for Chicago is ready to pitch first to Skarn, then Howard, then Richardson here in the seventh inning. Single game at Chicago. and the oldest citizen out here can't recall when the Yankees ever played a single game on a Sunday here. As a curveball over for a strike. Bailey delivers. There's a knuckleball swung on, fouled off. The ball went back and hit Colonel Lawler on the right knee and then rolled all the way back out to the mound. This has been a rugged afternoon for Sherm. As a batter, he hit a foul ball down on his left foot first time he was up. With that foul ball off of one foot and then off of a kneecap, he's going to be looking for a place tonight that's got no stairs. Taylor pitches a sharp curve low outside. Cowan just touched his swing. One ball, two strikes. The Moose has gone off the trade. There's a ground ball, hit slowly down towards second. Fox has to hurry. He's up with the throws, and Cowan is just out. Nice play by Nelson. Slow roller past the pitcher's mound to the second baseman. And here is Elston Howard, started out with the highest average for the Yankees. 354. And he's added three for three, a double and two singles, knocked in three runs. And his double in the first inning, the three on, two out, changed a 1-0 to a 4-0 game and continued the momentum. Bailey is over above the knees for a called strike. Right-handed delivers. A knuckleball swung on and fouled back. Out of play. Nothing in two. Two strike pitch. Curve low outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Went down, nobody on here in the seventh. Inside. Down at the 10. Howard having to skip rope on it. 2-2. Taylor delivers, and it's high inside. Knuckle up by the hand. 3-2. Bailey throws a sinker. Curve, knuckleball. Veteran right-hander delivers. Inside, he almost hit him. Ball four. So Howard's perfect day continues. Three hits and a walk. But now it's Richardson who is 1-for-3. Set his runner at first. Delivers the fastball inside. Ball one. Bailey, second first again. Deals. Over. Ball strike. 1-1. Gary doesn't waste very much time. Pitches, and Bobby hits the ground ball to Aparicio. Goes to second to Fox. They got one. Relay to first. Not in time. They force 6-4 to scoring. Charge Bobby with a force out. And Bill Stafford making his way to the plate. Gets a round of applause. Go for three. He's been in pitching in pro ball since 41. There's a ground ball hit to third. Up with it is third baseman Smith, down to second baseman Fox for the fourth on Richardson. That ends matters at the top of the seventh. No runs, no hits, one left, no errors. And the score here in Chicago at the end of 6.5 remains the Yankees 9 and the White Sox nothing.
The Krispy Crackers aren't any nice. The Krispy Crackers precisely right. Lively golden, crystally clear. The Krispy Crackers,
Valentine, Valentine. Valentine, Valentine, dear.
Everybody clap your hands, clap your feet. Snap your fingers, and that's the man for Valentine. The Krispy Crackers,
Valentine.
Say it again, oh Valentine, Valentine.
Krispy Crackers.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
Back in Chicago. Stafford still hasn't finished warming up and will pause for station identification.
You are in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO Albany, New York. WOKO time, 4:30.
Okay, Sam Lawler, hitting eight, steps in. Well, Robinson, the pinch hit a big two-run home run in the eighth inning out here yesterday. Is apparently going to hit the Staley. The White Sox have got the both end going. And here is Lola, taking a curve, low outside. Ball one. Sherm was thrown out by Kubek in the second and lined to Kubek in the fourth. Set on right-hand batter. Top of deals, and there's the fastball. High outside ball two. Kirk Lown, right-hander, working in the bullpen for Chicago to be their fifth pitcher. Pitch inside, ball three. 3-0. The Yankees have a couple of fellows standing up now in their bullpen. Both bullpens are out and back in center field. 3-0 pitch, over for the strike. Then one. Tap a deal, and it's called strike two. Then two. Bill is pitching with a 9-0 lead. Yankees played this one game, then head for the airport and home. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced top of the short. Kubek up with it. Over to first, and Lawler is out. Stafford behind 3-0, recovered and got him. Now we have the pinch hitter, Earl Robinson, hitting 296. Pinch hit for a home run yesterday. He's a stockyish, quick moving, although he has very quick hands, quick wrists, snap hitter. Left hand batter. The three men who started to stand in the Yankee bullpen have now seated themselves. Lown is working rather lazily. Doesn't take him long to get ready. He's ready now. Pitches over for the strike, just above the knee. Nothing in one. One out, last of the seventh. Tap at work. Change of pace, swung on, hit down the right field line, and full foul. Two strikes. coming in two. Pitch, fastball high outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. The Yankees now have one run more than the White Sox have outs remaining. Nine nothing ball game, one down. That's the seventh. Stafford pumps one. Pitches occur just outside, and it is ball two. Robinson was just waiting if it came a little closer, but just stayed off of it. 2-2. We have practically no breeze at all now. Certainly isn't a factor. Pitch is a curve, low outside, ball three. 3-2. It's a shirt sleeve crowd in Chicago. The main stand, that is from the foul corners, are filled. Scattering of people in the lower stands in back of right and left field. Very few in the upper stand. Call strike three. Got into the slider. High outside. Third strikeout. Now we have Louis Aparicio. He's been up three times and been thrown out three times. Twice by Boyle, once by Kubek. Aparicio on a ball hit right at him in the first inning. With three on and two out, made an error. And the rest is followed. Curve ball just outside. Ball one. Pitch. Inside. Pass ball to me. Ball two. 2-0. Cleveland has won the first game with doubleheader from Los Angeles, 5-3. Sound pitcher, Stafford pitches over for strike. Lowen, we started to say, is just doing a final finish out there. He's ready. 2-1 pitch to Louis, high inside, ball three. Greenway. One delivery over for the strike. Aparicio just holding the bat with one hand. He's going to take it all away. Right, 3-2. Three-two pitch swung on as a line drive to left field. Base hit. So Aparicio comes up with a single. With two outs. Last of the seventh. Hit number five for the White Sox, and here is Nelson Fox, who got the first hit, a single, then one out in the first inning, then walked in the third, and grounded to the first baseman in the fifth. Fox, left-hand batter. He goes with the pitch wherever it is. Hits a great deal to left and left center. They give him a gap in right center. Mantle is well over in left center field, and serves close to the line and left. Fox picks the curve, low inside. Ball one. Fox looking well up on the handle of that bat. Six, that's right, one and one. A lot of fellas in baseball try and play the other fellas' game. In other words, it's getting to be a home run game, so fellas, even though they're not home run hitters, they're trying to hit them all the time. But Fox plays his own game. He's developed to the best of his ability, and that's the way he plays it. That's why he's such a dangerous player. 1-1 pitch, swung on to the ground ball, hit half speed down to second. Richardson up with it over the face, to Cowan high, but Bill brings it down, and Fox is off. Last of the seventh, no runs, one hit. Total at the end of seven. The Yankees 9 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. The White Sox no runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. And do you know that every time you ask the man for Ballantyne, you become a member of quite a select group? They're the people who know quality when they taste it. The people who enjoy over 5 million glasses of the crisp refresher every day. Now we're going to have the announcement on Lowne, who's just coming across center field. So this gives us a chance. We've been telling you about this back-to-back schedule, or back-breaking schedule, either way you want to put it. It's starting with 2 games tomorrow night at the stadium. And let me remind you that you can purchase tickets for any future Yankee home games in many ways. You can buy your tickets over the counter at the Stadium Advance Ticket Office near Gate 4 on East 157th Street, open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now including this Sunday and until after the conclusion of night ball games. Tickets also may be purchased over the counter at the Yankees Midtown Ticket Office on the mezzanine of Grand Central Terminal, overlooking the main information booth. The Grand Central Yankee office is open Mondays through Fridays from 8:30 to 6, and until 4 p.m. on Saturday. And box and reserved seat reservations may be purchased at any one of the 12 conveniently located Weber and Heilbronner stores in Greater New York. And of course, you can always order by mail. Do that simply send your name, address, along with your ticket request to Ticket Manager, New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium, Bronx 51, New York. And of course, you want to enclose your check. Box seats are priced at $350 each. Reserve seats are still just $250, all taxes included. And please add 25 cents to your total order to cover mailing and handling charges. Kirk Lowne. The pitch to Boya as we move into the eighth inning. Yankees leading 9-0. Brown is 2-2. This is the 17th game he's been in this year. All relieving. Boya 0-4. Right hand hitter. Right hander Lowne delivers high outside. Ball one. Lowne used to pitch on the north side for the Cubs, same with Hacker. But the White Sox just came up with, brought it back to the minor leagues. There's a ground ball, hit foul outside third. 1-1. Ball and a strike. Pitch is low outside. Ball two. 2-1. Curve swung on a miss, 2-2. The distances are exact around the playing area here at Chicago. 352 along each foul line. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. The distances out to the double deck stands in left center and right center, 375. And to each bullpen, bullpen's taking up the area back of center field, 415 feet. And it is considered a very fair ballpark, both by hitters and pitchers. There's a high pop fly into center field. Landis comes loping under it. He got excited. He has it. One up, one away. Top of the eighth. Tony Kubek has one hit that knocked in 2 runs in the fourth inning, and that projected his hitting string now through 12, and he'll carry it into the doubleheader tomorrow evening at the stadium. He's hitting a solid 310, 311. Swings and errors, the ball hit the left center field. That may drop in. It does. It's in there. A half looper. So this gives him 2-for-5 as he continues going right along. And Roger Maris, 2 hits, home run and a single. His home run is 15th. Puts him 1 up on his teammate Mantle and 1 up on Calavito. In the third inning, he hit it off camera. Left-hand batter, 2-for-3. Not a real hot bat. It's a curve high outside, ball one. Outfield court right. Brown delivers. Anmar is swinging at a low inside curve. Misses. One and one. One ball, one strike. One out, two back at first. Brown takes the sign from John Lawler. This pitch is used by the Harris Al Lopez. And to change of pace too high, ball two. The question whether Bill Zach's health will enable him to continue the leadership front office is to be given tomorrow. High inside, ball three. Three and one. To work. Myers swings at a line drive foul from the lower right field stand. Count runs full. Stevens at first base, Fox at second, Aparicio at short, Smith at third. Inoso in left, Landis in center, Covington in right. Relief pitcher lounge set, delivers, there goes the runner, and Myers swings, hits the ball on the right field, right to Covington. And Kubek beats you back to first. Here comes the throw, and the runner is back in safely ahead of the throw. So Maris hits it up the right fielder line drive. You have two down, and the batter is Mantle, who will come up against right-hander Lowen, hitting left-handed. I think he has one hit and two bases on balls in the strikeout. He's one for two. Kubek at first. A bandage around his right wrist, which is still sore. Takes a high inside slider, close to the hand, ball one. Mickey thinks he keeps that hand sore by when he's by sliding. When he slides, that's the hand that he puts underneath himself. Pitch inside again, ball two. Two and out. The Yankees didn't see early win out here in this series. He's missed a turn because of a tender arm. Pitch is high outside. Ball three. Bob Turley has got a slightly painful right elbow. All right, round behind 3-0 delivers, and Mantle takes it for the strike. 3-1. Cal McLeish is throwing in the bullpen for Chicago, but I would think at this juncture of affairs that he's just trying to do a little work and work out something. Mantle swings and misses at a curveball, and it's 3-2. Automatic run and hit. 3-2. Two down, runner at first. Yankees leading 9-0. I got four in the first inning, one in the third, four more in the fourth. Pitch, the runner goes, Mantle swings and misses, striking out on the slider. So, Lowen fancying. In the top of the eighth, no runs, one hit, one run, no errors. Four into seven and a half remains New York, nine, Chicago, nothing. Well, all the good things you want in beer are here today in Ballantine beer. That's a fact. You see, the brewers of Ballantine beer have found that today's beer drinkers demand two things in the beer they enjoy. One, lightness. Two, flavor. Ballantine has put over 120 years of know-how into brewing a beer that combines the best of both these important qualities. Today's Ballantine is sunny light, as you like it, with all the mellow lager flavor you want. This special combination makes it the crisp refresher. Enjoy Ballantine, your first swallow and each one to follow. We'll tell you why more than 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day. But try a golden glass for yourself. Get all the good things you want in beer in the crisp refresher, Ballantine beer. The music that you hear in and out from the South Side in Chicago is provided that it is live electric organ. Several ballparks, they have them. I know, remember the years that Gladys Gooding played the electric organ over at Ebbets Field. Paid attendance has just been announced. 28,362. 28,362 paid. The ballpark's normal seating capacity is about 46 and a half. Now we have Covington first up last of the eighth inning. Yankees 9 runs and the White Sox 6 out. Covington hits a high drive into right field. That is going. It's in the upper stand for a home run. Famous scoreboard that explodes when one of the White Sox hits a home run. And there were fireworks that went off. There's a helicopter headed straight for center field. And when the fireworks suddenly exploded, that helicopter really changed his direction. He thought maybe this was more serious than he thought. So it's a 9-1 ball game. Covington hitting a home run, and the batter is Trevers. Scoreboard lights up, all sorts of weird sounds come out, and then a series of explosions. And nobody knows what's going to come out of it because they got different combinations. They just press a button, and something different comes up every time. I must say the reaction of the fans is that they love it. Roy Seavers with a 2-0 count takes low outside ball 3. 3-0. That home run by Covington was his fourth. He had a grand slam, remember, a week ago against the Yankees. Howard goes out, talks to Stafford. Now the Yankee bullpen is going to work. That looks like Tex Covington warming up to me. We'll check him with the glasses. Seavers takes outside ball 4. Fourth walk given up by Stafford. The second one that Seavers has had. So a 9-1 ball game in New York. Nobody out last of the eighth inning. It is confirmed it is Clevinger warming up. And now we have Manny Minoso playing with a sore right hand. He was unable to play a week ago at the stadium. He's wearing a golfer's glove on the right hand. Talked with him before the game. The hand is still swollen. But she was at first, nobody down. Minoso takes a curve for a call strike. Nothing and one. Stafford sets. Deals. The curve swung on and hit slowly down toward third foul. Strike 2. Minoso has crossed first base and now is walking back. Seavers had passed second, returning to first. The ball, 2 strikes. Yeah. stepping in. Stafford, right foot on the rubber, taking the sign from Howard. Elston's had a perfect day with the bat today, 3-for-3. The pitch is a curve, sweeping on the outside of this right-hand hitter, ball one. 1-2. Nobody out, last of the eighth. The Yankees 9 and the White Sox 1, scoreboard explosion. Pitch, swung on, grounded foul outside third again. Boys are telling me that when Seavers hit the only pitch that Dittmar threw a fist in the game yesterday in the last half of the 13th for the game-winning home run, they pitched off that scoreboard twice. Two pitch, curve swung on and hit into left center field. It may be trouble. Mantle comes over and he makes a one-handed catch of it. It looked like a base hit all the way until Mantle finally caught up with it. You hear the applause of the crowd. That's one of the patented Mantle specials. He has great running speed. Now, here's Al Smith. That's the outfield play of the day by far. Smitty is 1-for-3, right-hand batter. Seavers, again holding his ground at first base. Yankees leading 9-1. Curve is all outside to Smith. 1-0. That's the count. It works. Fastball swung on, grounded wide of third to deep short. Kubek up on the goes to second. They get the force on Seavers. Kubek going into the hole between his position and third and making the throw back to Richardson. Check it out. Smith at first on the fourth, and now the center fielder Jim Landis, who is 0-for-2. Got now watch for the walk. If you didn't get the pay, the figure is 28,362. Yankees flying home on a charter plane. And at the stadium, starting a tremendous week with two games tomorrow night. First one, 6 o'clock, with Minnesota, Lavazzetto and company. Landis takes a good curve, tall strike. A tall, slender right-hand batter. Nothing in one. At first, two down. Scarra not holding the bag against him. As a ball hit into left field, Scarra is coming right up to it and has it for the third out. So it is one run. Reese let the scoreboard pop. One hit, and the total's at the end of eight for the Yankees, 9-9-0. For the White Sox, 1-6-2. Peter Lawford, Peggy Lee, the Kirby Stone Four, and the fabulous Ice Capade Troop. They're all yours, friends, for the viewing on Tuesday, June 6th, as the United States Brewers Association presents Summer on Ice. Each year, this show has been one of the highlights of summer TV. So ice up to Ballantyne and tune in Summer on Ice Tuesday, June 6th, at 10 p.m. for an hour of glorious color viewing. Check your newspaper for our correct channel. Now, before we get into anything else, let's pause for station identification.
You are in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO Albany, New York. WOKO time, 3 minutes to five.
Other games in the last half of the ninth inning. After Baltimore came up with two in the eighth, the Red Sox at bat, trailing 5-4. And who do you think is leaving for Baltimore? Who else? Wilhelm. In the last half of the eighth inning first game, it is now Detroit 5, Minnesota 1. First game of a doubleheader, Cleveland down Los Angeles 5-2. Second place Indians are rolling. Kansas City beat Washington a single, 8-5. National League, Cincinnati beat Chicago 3-1, first of a doubleheader. Milwaukee beat St. Louis in a single, 7-1. Philadelphia had Federici shut out Pittsburgh in a single, 5-0. San Francisco, Los Angeles is getting ready to go. Kirk Lown is ready to pitch to Bob Sir, first up in the ninth, and just misses him with an inside pitch. Ball one. Right-hander, fifth pitcher that the Harris, Mr. Lopez, has had to call on. As a curveball, hit high into right center field. Landis coming on and can't get there. The ball drops. It's a base hit for third. Into the gap where they were not playing him. Hit number two off loud. Hit number 10 for the Yankees. Bill Scowen is 0-4. But yet the most faithful swing of a bat he delivered in the first inning. When with three on, two out, no score, he grounded to short. Aparicio errored on it. Brown in position, deal, then Cowan takes high inside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Fine time, ball two. Service first, nobody out, top of the ninth. John hits a bounce ball back to the mound. The pitcher has it, fumbles it, recovers, throws to first, and overthrows. The throw was late. There's third going to third. John's going down to second base. That was a high bounder. Lown jumped and did well to bring the ball down. But then he recovered and had to grab at it a couple of times. And then he overthrew first base and you're waiting for the version of the scorer. He could score it any one of three ways as I saw it. He gives Lown two errors, which is one of the three possibilities. In other words, one error for letting Scowen get on, another error for the overthrow and letting him go to second, and for letting Sherb move to third. Now we have Elston Howard, 3-3, taking a pitch low inside. So though the White Sox haven't had enough errors, it's a double error. I think that's about all you can get on one play. Howard hits the ground ball foul outside third. Two errors starts Lamb. Yankees at second and third, nobody out, top of the ninth. Howard trying to keep his perfect day. First inning double, knocking in three, and then two singles and a walk. Lamb deals, and Howard hits the ground ball to second baseman Fox, who comes to the plate, and in the throw gets away from Lawler. Third scores. Down to second goes Howard. Over to third goes Cowan. And again, the scorer will have to rule whether Fox's throw would have been in time. And if so, then there has to be an error. Catcher Lawler is charged with an error. So that makes five errors for the White Sox. Three during the ninth inning. The Yankees now lead 10-1. An error charged to Lawler, letting Sherb score. Up now is Bobby Richardson. Howard is the fielder's choice at first base, and on the error goes down to second. Richardson hits the ground ball foul outside third. One to Richardson. Yankees leading 10-1. Lown delivers the curve, swung on and missed. Strike two. Friday night, the crowd out here was 38,410. Yesterday, 16,480. Today is 28,362. Makes a three-game series total, 83,252 paid. Says swung on and missed. Strike three. Richardson is struck out. Now we have one man gone. We're waiting for Stafford. And Stafford was waiting in the Yankee dugout to get Richardson's batting helmet. Now here comes Bill. Round of applause. He has such a strong game. He had a big lead to work behind all the way. Infield is up. Runners at second and third. One man out. One run is home here in the ninth. The Yankees leading 10-1. Right-hander Lamb delivers and Stafford takes low. Stafford is looking for his second win. Went into the ball game with a record of 1-2. He's looking now for his first hit of the season. Pitch is swung on and missed. Third ball, strike one. The Boston Red Sox went in the last half of the ninth inning a run behind and got two runs to beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-5. And they beat Wilhelm. Strike two, swinging a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Mound delivers, the curve swung on, fouled off. Count holding, 1-2. Capital for four today. Mound delivers, the curve swung on and missed. That sends out of Stafford's hands and goes almost back over to the White Sox dugout, which is on the third base side. Two down, top of the ninth. First hit is Boya. As the leadoff man, he's been up there five times and gone out on all occasions. He hasn't been on base. Third, Howard at second. Curve to him, go outside. Right hand pitcher, right hand hitter. Right hander delivers low, outside, ball two. Pierce Stoddard had to come out in the first inning. An error was very heavy penalization. Then Cameron. Russ Kemmer that Maris did his 15th home run, then Pizarro, then Staley, and now Loud. Low outside, ball three. Kubek waiting on deck. That's two hits. The consecutive string is now 12. 3-0 pitch is ball four. This loads them up. Boy is on. Kubek. Kept his consecutive game string going, went on his third at bat. He singled sharply into right in the fourth and knocked in two runs. Then he got a single to left center last time up in the eighth. All right, three on and two out. Mound delivers and Tony swinging, fouls it back. He's come up out of swing. 10-1, favor the Yankees. The Yankees and the White Sox had split four games earlier this year. Pitches low inside, ball one. So this is not only the rubber game of this three-game series, but it is the deciding game of five games played between the two teams this season. Mound delivers, and it is inside, ball two. 2-1. Three on, two out. The sun is shining brightly in Chicago, but the White Sox fans are unaware of it. Pitch is swung on as a ball hit deep into left center, but where Landis, the center fielder, can get a glove on it, and that's it. So the Yankees another run out of a plethora of errors. One hit, three mistakes of omission. Score end of 8.5, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. Well, friends, while watching many a ball game, I've often wondered just what goes into making a really good ball player. Well, it takes a certain amount of native ability, of course. But more important, this ability must be matured, so to speak, by years and years of practice and experience. And you know something? The same is true of the many things that make Ballantine a truly great beer. You sip it, swallow it, and it tastes crisp and clear and golden. This better taste comes from better ingredients, brewed with a skill that has matured and developed for well over a century. This important combination of better ingredients and brewing skill results in the most refreshing, most deeply satisfying glass of beer you've ever enjoyed. So get next to a golden glass of the crisp refresher soon, yeah? Discover why people who know quality when they taste it enjoy over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer every day. Well, I think the organist is just playing it just for the music, but as far as the league is concerned, it's pretty apropos. He's playing Hold That Tiger. And we might echo, and also that Indian. Now, the White Sox, behind 9 runs of 3 outs left, as we move into the last half of the ninth inning. Sherm Lawler, the catcher, first up hitting 8th, and that means a pinch hitter for the pitcher. Stafford wishing to make this a completely artistic afternoon and finish in style. Puts a strike right through above the knees. Change of pace is low outside. Looks like Earl Torgerson over there in the bat. It is. He will hit Palau, who as a fifth pitcher fits the last 2 innings. Has a high fly ball out along the left field line. Serve coming over under it. Has it? So? One down, and Earl Torgerson will hit the line.
Number 17.
And asking for time. Now he's back in there and gets his feet set. Tall, veteran, left hand batter. Stafford, 2 outs to go, delivers over for the strike. Nothing in 1. One down. Detroit has won his first game for Minnesota, 10-4. Change of pace, swung on, fouled off. Thank you. Airtime tomorrow evening before the Twinite doubleheader, 5:55. The big doings at the big ballpark starting tomorrow. Both the Twinite doubleheaders this next week because of earlier season rain. There's a ground ball that gets through in the center for a base knock. It's a single by Torgerson. Hit number 7 for the White Sox, who, by the way, do not wear them anymore. Joey Aparicio, 1-for-4. Funny thing, a couple of the writers I heard asking Hauk, would he trade Kubek for Aparicio? And he said no. Same writers written as Lopez, would you trade Aparicio for Kubek? And he said no. There's a fly ball out after Mantle, and there's one out left in the ballgame. Of course, you wonder when you hear a question asked like that, what do you expect the manager to say? Two men gone. There's Nelson Fox. 1-for-3. Also, Joe Walk. Runner at first. Yankees leading 10-1. Field is laid back at the left on Fox. Takes the pitch in by the hand. Too close. Ball one. The Yankees, 5 games out of first place. There's a ground ball hit down to short. Two back over to first. That's the ball game. So, depends on what Detroit does in the second game with Minnesota. It'll either be a 4.5 or a 5.5 team separation. No runs, one hit. The totals for the Yankees, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors. And for the White Sox, one run, just enough to let the scoreboard explode once. Home run by Covington. 7 hits and 5 errors. So, that's it. The Yankees tune up, ready to come home for the big business at the stadium. Another game into the record book. Yankees win it 10-1. The winning pitcher, of course, is Stafford all the way and a very strong job. His record is now 2-2. And the losing pitcher is starter Billy Pierce, whose record is now 1-5.
Well, that winds up another Ballantyne baseball broadcast. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. And P. Ballantyne & Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantyne Beer. Enjoy sunny, mellow Ballantyne Beer along with baseball. This is the Home of Champions Network.